Farm and Family is a production of the Mississippi State University Extension Service.
Today we're talking about new standards for the Sustainable Forestry Initiative. Hello, I'm Amy Taylor, and welcome to Farm and Family. Today we're speaking with John Owl, Mississippi State University Extension Service Professional Logging Manager Coordinator. John, we have the Sustainable Forestry Initiative, and it's an extremely important program. Now, what are the basics of the Sustainable Forestry Initiative?
The Sustainable Forestry Initiative is really a program to ensure that future generations get the same benefit from the forest that we do now. It's all based on sustainability. We want to make sure that we are covering three different things. We want to make sure it's economically sustainable, socially sustainable in terms of following all the laws, regulations, etc., but most importantly, environmentally sustainable. The things that we do in the forest are not in any way harming the environment. In fact, that we are enhancing those services that we get. And those services can be clean water and clean air and obviously forest products, which we need. And we want to make sure that we do that in a sustainable manner. And all we're doing through the Sustainable Forestry Initiative is improving our practices so we can prove to the public that what we're doing is beneficial.
Yes, that's always important to let folks know that we are staying on top of that. Now, why is this important for loggers also?
Within the Sustainable Forestry Initiative standard, it is important that the loggers be trained in certain aspects of it. In fact, the companies who are certified in Sustainable Forestry Initiative are required to purchase their wood from loggers who have been trained. And that's why our program exists. Professional Logging Manager Program exists to provide that training and to provide proof to the companies that the loggers they use have been trained. So it meets their goals. Without that, they could not be certified.
Are there some new standards that you want to compare against the old standards? I know that we have some new things that are in place. Why don't you compare old versus new a little bit?
Sure. As of last year, in fact, a qualified logging company was one where one person within that company, usually the owner, had been through our core program. Our core program is basically two classes, and we cover four topics in those two classes, which is introduction to SFI, or Sustainable Forestry Initiative, safety, BMPs for water quality, or best management practices, and also the business class. And like I said, last year, for a company to be qualified and be able to deliver to a mill, only one person had to do that. And now they've changed the standard this year to include that every crew that a company has, some logging companies have more than one crew out there in the woods, each one of their foremen or crew leaders has to be trained as well. And that's the big change, and that's going to affect a lot of people.
Okay, so how will this affect our future practices?
Well, it's going to mean more people have to go through the class.
That's basically, right, yeah.
Basically, but in order for a company to be able to haul to SFI-certified mills, they will have to make sure that all their crews are trained appropriately, which means that their foreman will have to go through the first class or the intro safety and BMP portion. But those people will also now have to do the continuing education program. In order to maintain their qualification, loggers have to earn 12 hours continuing education credit every 2 years, which is another thing that our program offers. But what it does, essentially, is it guarantees that the wood harvested and used by these mills are harvested by qualified individuals, which could have been a slight issue last year.
Will these new standards bring forth any type of change in the way the classes are held?
Well, first of all, we always update the teaching material just to make sure that we are discussing current topics. There are a lot of laws and regulations that are passed by the federal government that we have to let people know about. And so in that sense, we do always update our material. But in terms of the foreman having to go through the classes, it'll be the exact same classes that the owners have to go through. There is no change there. The biggest change really is that the foreman do not have to take the business management class. And that's key for them right there because, you know, a lot of business owners really don't necessarily want their foreman to go through the business management class because there's a lot of business information in that class, obviously, that is not important for the foreman to understand.
Do foresters and loggers, do they seem receptive to this?
We actually get both comments. There's a lot of positive reaction to this in terms of making everybody be on a level playing field. You know, because there are a lot of companies who invest a lot of time and money into making sure they're up to date with these standards, a lot of logging companies, and they take a sense of pride in that. And they want to make sure that when they haul their wood to a mill that everybody else has gone through the same things they have.
Right. So it's something that can help everybody.
Right.
So for more information on SFI and the new standards, where can we go?
You can go to any county extension office. They will have our contact information, or you can go to our website or give us a call. Our website is loggered.msstate.edu.
Today we've been speaking with John Owl, Professional Logging Manager Coordinator. I'm Amy Taylor, and this has been Farm and Family. Have a great day.
Farm and Family is a production of the Mississippi State University Extension Service.